boys and girls. This afternoon we're going to start with a little play, and our play is based around a very important article from the United Nations Conventions for the Rights of the Child, Article 12, which is all about you having an opinion. And we've got four girls here who are going to go through a little play for you, which tells you a little bit about why it's important to have an opinion. Okay?
Yes, a child has an opinion. May I rest in quoting? You said that to a teacher.
It was hilarious.
It wasn't hilarious, Smithy. It's the truth. And Mr. Smith knew it. He was testing us. All children have the right to an opinion. It's the law.
That's true.
Check with my dad when I'm at home. You can even Google it at the last hour. All children should have their opinion. It's part of the United Nations Convention for the Rights of the Child. Article 12 it is. And really important it is too.
So what happened in class 10 when you shouted out, Lauren?
The teacher clapped me and said, well done. I couldn't believe it. I shouted out and he didn't even look angry. He just said, absolutely, you need to know right.
But you still have to do maths though.
Nah, Mr. Smith said you were allergic
to maths. Malala has spent the past few weeks putting together a lovely presentation and each have a part to contribute.
We've been looking at Article 28. Every child has the right to an education. Primary education must be free. Secondary education must be available for every child. Discipline in schools must respect children's dignity. And richer countries must help poorer countries achieve this.
Malala addressed the UN about the rights of children and their need to address the issue of education for all.
Today we're focusing on girls' education because they're suffering the most. This time we're fighting for our rights for ourselves. So dear sisters and brothers, it is time to speak. We call upon you to protect the rights of all children.
Malala stated that he was speaking for everyone.
Malala called upon the developed nations to support the expansion of educational opportunities for girls in the developing world.
Malala emphasized that all children have the right to be treated with dignity at school.
Malala called upon the government to ensure free compulsory education for every child all over the world.
Malala stressed that we have to be tolerant of all religions and genders to succeed to ensure freedom and equality for all.
Knowledge is power, this is where we get our power.